We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Where would you rank this quarterback room currently?
Obviously in the bottom third of the league. The reason they haven't been able to bring someone in is because, frankly, they probably don't think there's anyone out there who is as good or better than Stidham. They've watched Jarrett Stidham for 20 weeks. They know what they have. Now, you're talking about an MVP player. This is a whole other level.
I thought it would have been a perfect situation. I'm just a little disappointed that the Patriots weren't a little bit more aggressive. You know, just recruiting camp.
New England's looking for a starter, not a star.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, it's just Foye. It's the MFers.
No,
there they are. There he is.
No.
Man, I tell you what, you got to stop having conversations with Wiggy right before the show starts.
Well, it's like,
you know you can't. That is a rabbit hole you'll never get out of.
Dude, I'm not used to the quick turnaround. You know what I mean? I was like, God, they just ended. So I was just in there talking to the Wigs, talking about how good he looks. He dropped 30 pounds. I'm back here in studio today because Ordway's not out. And I didn't know how to really kind of run a show, host a show without being in here.
Lou Maloney.
Spit it out, Wiggs. Will you spit it out?
Tell you what, I haven't seen Wiggy. So Wiggy looks trim, huh?
No, he looks good. I mean, he's still got a big head.
Well, see, a guy like Wiggy is like, he'd be, if he loses too much weight, he'll look like Al Roker or Al Sharpton or Reverend Al Sharpton, right?
Yeah.
Humongous head, skinny body. He's like a big lollipop. He doesn't need to lose that much weight. And plus, I would say that Wiggy's got so much ass that he can only physically lose so much weight. I mean, after that, I mean, he's just, where's he going to lose? Where's he going to take it from?
Yeah, no, it's like I can imagine like if Ordway lost a ton of weight, he'd still have a big head. You know what I mean?
He'd be Al Roker. He'd be Al Roker.
Yeah, you don't want to.
You
got to
fix your Zoom. All I'm seeing is a ceiling. It's really
Yeah, I know. I got some issues. I'm charging some things over here right now.
So you're going to try and host, right? Now you're sideways. Tyler, will you help him, please? Tyler, I'm not even kidding. Tyler, go
I got issues. I told you. It's on my phone. And because my iPad was dying, so I got to kind of charge that at the same time. I got issues, all right? Don't you worry about me. We got things going on. We got no Ordway here for a few days, so it's just the MFers here.
Wow.
On COVID-19, week 13?
I needed an Ordway break anyways. This really came at the right time.
I thought he needed a break from us.
Yeah, that's fine. I think we all, there really should be something for really couples, married couples, who are stuck in the house together for, elongated period of times like we're doing.
Yeah.
We should each get a turn to just almost like a COVID-19 pass. To go drive to the city and have dinner.
Shove it up your ass. I'm not coming
to
work today.
Just to get out of the house without fear of getting arrested, fined, getting a ticket, like something like that.
I honestly
feel like we should all take a – I thought we were supposed to be in Rhode Island today. Tyler, what happened? We were supposed to take a road trip. We were all supposed to be in Rhode Island.
Oh, you talking about that restaurant, that sports bar in Rhode Island that was like, hey, I want to have you down here in Rhode Island do the show?
Yeah.
Federal Hill.
We were supposed to be down in Rhode Island. Tyler, what happened?
Tyler?
Well, you're producing.
Why are we not
ball,
in Rhode clearly. Island? Or, what, who else? I mean, we give you the ball. You're Shane. You're not Shane. You're Rex Burkhead. We're handing you the ball off, and you're slicing our wrist.
Nothing?
Tyler? It was a bad handoff.
So no shot. No
did
shot
you even bring
Can
this
go
up
out of state?
To? Yeah. Did you bring this up to Joe or upstairs, Joe? Did you mention this to either one of them?
I can't tell a lie, Christian. I did not bring it up.
Tyler, right, Tyler, we're going to start off today with you pissing me off. Like, it is not a good place for you to be in. This is not a good place.
It's not even Friday yet either.
It's not even Friday. This is you should be more happy about this or excited about this than us. You should be pushing this. I want you to go downstairs or get Joe downstairs, Joe, on our show right now. And I want to talk to him and tell him that I want to do this.
It's not great. He just missed it. It happened to him.
Yeah, we don't need Paul. We're good.
We don't need Paul. What are we doing here? We want to go to Rhode Island. If everyone's going to be.
Like the first time we get together if we did something like that.
Yes, we're Lewis and Clark. We're like either the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, whatever that. We're all three boats.
Pizza's good.
Pizza? Did I say pizza? I was talking to Wiggy. I got too much Wiggy in me.
You got a lot of Wiggy. All right, listen. We got like I said, no Ordway. You got the MFers here today. John Heyman is going to join us at 3 o'clock, talk about the latest proposal, which we'll get to a little bit later. Of course, we got the mystery guest at 4 o'clock, and it'll just be the two of us in your cute little new format to try to figure this thing out.
Oh, yeah. I want to kill that format. I forgot to bring this up earlier today. I hate the new format.
Why?
Whoever's idea. First of all, it wasn't my idea, Lou. It was suggested. Again, Tyler, strike two, homie. Okay, there's two strikes on
Tyler. I'm going to strike out before the segment ends.
Didn't like the format. I liked the format. The problem was Glenn. Let's just blame it on Glenn. He's not here
for the next couple of days. Yeah.
Okay, blame it on Glenn.
Because he couldn't come up with a question?
What's up? How are you?
So, because Glenn is too slow and can't keep up with the younger crowd, like, we're getting penalized. I feel like that's a problem. The format was fine the way it is. This fast round is not working. So, we're going to go. Let's go back to the old way today. And see if the two of us can do a better job without Glenn.
I liked how Glenn claimed that he guessed all the guys right. when it really happens during the Zoom, we go to break, you or I spit out a name, and he's like, yeah, that's who I thought.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. I want to say the one person.
He never spit out a name first. He always waited for us to guess, and he's like, I agree with you. Absolutely, 100%.
No, he's off. He's off. And I think you actually probably have the most guesses.
I watch Masked Singer. I pay attention. Yeah. You know what I mean? I pay attention to hints and clues and everything else.
Will J-Lo show butt cleavage?
Yeah, no.
The answer is no.
The answer is no. All right, so I want to start off here today because it's sort of last couple of weeks kind of under the radar. I haven't really heard much of his name. His name recently popped up. Cam Newton is still out there, okay? And I don't know if he's going to sit around. He's going to wait for quarterbacks to get hurt in a regular season. I'm still starting to figure out the longer this guy stays out there, what is Cam Newton's plan and why isn't he here in New England? Christian, help me out with this Cam Newton situation. Why isn't he here?
Well, I mean, you've heard everyone's pretty much said the same thing. The reasons why he's not here is going to be the benefit of the Patriots. COVID-19, pandemic, he's hurt, free agency, asking for too much money, recovering from this, recovering from that. This is the best thing that the Patriots could hope for. The Patriots are bargain shoppers, okay? They didn't pass on Jameis Winston just for, you know, because they could have signed him because it was cheap money.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like Jameis Winston. And even though he was cheap, who was the other guy that just signed that was a little bit cheaper? Flacco was a little bit more expensive, but...
But Flacco's hurt.
But there's no. Even before Flacco.
Bridgewater.
We were talking about Andy Dalton like crazy.
Yes.
They didn't like Andy Dalton. I always say follow the signs. Lombardi is a huge sign. Rodney Harrison is a huge sign. This guy would be a perfect setup for Cam Newton and the Patriots. And the Patriots are just gonna sit back and wait till the price keeps going down and down and down. Remember, they're bargain shoppers. They're basement shoppers. They don't deal in high-end stuff. They go to the outlets and they find these treasure. They go treasure hunting and they find these steals. This is what Cam Newton is. And after I heard Rodney Harrison talk about it, pretty much mentioned the same thing. I mean, he was just talking about, and we'll play it, how he was disappointed, that they didn't at least, you know, kick the tires. I'm 100% on board with this. They actually should bring him in, but they need to wait because the price is going to go down and he's going to get desperate.
Well, you mentioned Rodney Harrison, and it kind of sparked our discussion here before the show talking about Cam Newton. And this was Rodney Harrison talking about the Patriots' pursuit or lack of pursuit of Cam Newton with Rich Eisen.
I almost looked at the Patriots. I really wanted the Patriots. I know a lot of people are out there saying the Patriots, but I thought it would be a great situation where he could have came in at a reduced salary. He could have came in and really learned a lot about just technique and just the intricacies of, you know, just being on a really great football team with great guidance as far as the offensive coordinator. I thought that would have been a really, really ideal situation for him. He could have came in, competed, could have helped the young guy. The young guy could have helped to push him. I thought it would have been a perfect situation. I'm just a little disappointed that the Patriots weren't a little bit more aggressive, you know, just recruiting Cam. And he knows he wasn't going to make $20-something million this year, and it could have definitely been at a reduced rate. He's made so much money in his career.
Well, listen, I would stop short of disappointed they didn't recruit him. Because as you pointed out, the longer he stays out there, maybe the price tag goes down, right? Maybe he holds out and he just waits for the regular season and he tries to cash in on somebody going down in camp. Could be some injuries early in the year. Who knows? But, you know, Rodney's almost talking like they've sort of moved on. I'm not so sure they have. like you point out, this might be just sitting around here and saying, okay, you know, Cam Newton is an option. You know, maybe that price is coming down. By the way, we can't really go get him right now anyways because we're trying our ass off to renegotiate a few deals. All we could do was with Patrick Chung just to sign Kyle Duggar, for God's sakes. So obviously they're having some issues with guys the guard. Give me the guard, the guy that just franchised.
Tooney.
Tooney, yeah, having trouble with Joe Tooney. Maybe they're having trouble with a few other guys just to free up maybe even just enough $3-4 million, $2-4 million, whatever base salary enough to bring in a guy like Cam Newton. So I wouldn't exactly say it's over right now at all. But I understand his disappointment because I agree. I don't like their situation at quarterback.
No, see, he's hitting it. What Cam Newton needs is not only a playing makeover, almost like strip him down to the studs and make him over and start over again, but he needs a public makeover, an attitude adjustment, if you will. The perception of him has changed so much since he got to the league, since he won the MVP, since he went to the Super Bowl. After that, remember, he flipped his car. He had the issue. He got hurt. He had the issue with one of his receivers. They ended up bouncing the receiver, Kelvin Benjamin. Then they ended up having an issue, with the reporter. And then he loses to all his endorsements. He has been having a gradual decline since this MVP and Super Bowl year. He needs an entire makeover. Mm-hmm. You need to scrape the house and just leave the foundation because he's still big, he's still physical, he can still do a lot of things. But Rodney's right, and I think there's something there. I think if they got him into this system, Josh McDaniels would pretty much lose it. He would lose it. He would not know what to do with himself because Cam Newton is 20 times the player as Jarrett Stidham. 20 times, not 5 times, 20 times. This is ridiculous to think how much Stidham has been pushed on our laps and like we're supposed to accept it. Cam Newton would be such an upgrade. And I would even say, and dare say, that almost more than Brady was last year. He can run. Well, he's been hurt. He's not the same person. No, he's lost. Have you seen what this guy looks like lately?
I know.
Have you seen his videos?
Just working out.
He's like chiseled from stone. He's lighter. He's not nearly as bulky or big as he was. He's not accurate at all. Okay, I don't think he's accurate at all.
Which is a problem.
Which is one of the most important things, but I think they can work around that. I think that if you can miss the throw, just don't throw an interception.
See, the Patriots,
there's a difference there.
I agree. The Patriots should be interested. And listen, I haven't been a fan of Cam Newton the last few years, especially last year. But you got to admit, I mean, you know, hurting the ankle, the shoulder was an issue. And I do believe he's not like he's 40 years old. So this is a guy in his early 30s. Take a year off. He basically had the year off, and he kind of got healthy. You look at him now, he's motivated. He got cut. I think the Patriots should be interested. I think you think they should be interested. You say you agree with Rodney Harrison. Here's the issue with Rodney Harrison. I don't think he thinks he's a starter. This is Rodney continue talking about Cam Newton.
And at this point in time, you can't invest a lot of money because he's been so beat up. I think the best thing for him to do is go in the situation, maybe go become a backup quarterback, learn, get healthy, and then if he gets his opportunity, go out there and shine. But I don't think he's going to be a starting quarterback this year in the National Football League.
I disagree with that if he came here.
Here's the problem.
I understand he would push Stidham and Stidham would push him, but if Cam Newton is healthy, he's just starting quarterback here.
Here's the thing. Nobody's investing a lot of money in Cam Newton right now.
They don't have to.
And he doesn't want to be a backup quarterback. And good, you're not a backup quarterback. You're way too young. You have a lot left in the tank. The deal is, you sign him to some sort of base. You can't go on the complete cheap out with this guy. He's an MVP. He played in the Super Bowl. He's worth a lot of money. Okay, but he's willing to take a pay cut to show not only to you that he's willing to earn it. So you throw in a bunch of incentives. You throw in win percentage. You throw in yardage and interceptions and all sorts of stuff. He was beat up, but he's not anymore. And Rodney talks about he needs to learn. Like he doesn't necessarily need to. He needs to learn how to be a pro. He needs to learn how to carry. He needs to learn how to dress.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing. Get rid of the stupid hats. Stop trying so hard to look cool. I honestly, God, feel he needs to do the reverse Brady. Mm-hmm. So Brady went from being buttoned up to now being this free bird. Cam Newton was a free bird doing everything he wanted to. He needs to become buttoned up. There needs to be a little switcheroo. Because if he does that, and I'm telling you, 1 year deal, low money, incentives, 1 year deal. Someone will sign him to a 3 year deal, max money, and then he won't be the same player. No.
All right, so Patriot fans, you think Patriots should be interested in Cam Newton? 617-779-7937. I think he can fit. Christian, you think he's a fit, right? Rodney Harrison thinks he's a good fit. Well, one former Patriots assistant tell us why Cam Newton would be a bad fit in New England. We'll let you hear that next, right here on the MFers, coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. WEEI.
New England's looking for a starter, not a star. Cam wants to be the star. He wants to be on the marquee. That's not how the system works in New England. You are one of many, and the team is bigger than anything else. And that's really not been Cam's MO, and that's fine.
That was Patriots former defensive coordinator Eric Mangini, who said it on First Things First, saying that Cam just isn't a fit. He wants to be a star, and there's no place here in New England. I disagree. You're talking about a man that I'm sorry, has been humbled.
Yeah.
Hasn't been really good the last couple years. You know, was released by the team that everybody loved him. Carolina, Cam Newton, MVP. Coach didn't want him. As a matter of fact, coach went out to Washington, Ron Rivera, and he could have taken him with him. Chose his backup instead. So I just think this guy has no home. He has been humbled. And I think he comes in, like you said, for a year. Everyone's a good soldier. Year one. Everybody comes in here, they do whatever it takes. What was...
reading it wrong.
What was Jameis Winston? Remember when he talked about going to New Orleans and playing behind Drew Brees? Is it like, what, a graduate degree in quarterbacking? That's, you know, Cam comes here and he kind of just changes some things, right? Offensive coordinator, plays under Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniels. And to me, I don't know, I think he kind of improves his ball club. I don't know why people wouldn't want this guy here right now. Did I lose Christian? Oh, that's good.
He's nice and frozen on my Zoom screen over here.
All right, so that's good. So it's just me. Patriot fans, I don't know why you guys don't want him here. You know, and Christian and I were talking before the show. Listen, I think there were 6-10 team. Christian is back here.
Oh, no,
I thought
Lou.
I was going solo. I mean, I was ready to do my Mark James, Mutt Manansky impressions. Going all night long, talking to my listeners.
I'll tell you what, it may be rough. This is going to be rocky. I don't know what the hell is going on right here in Foxborough. Okay, but what did I miss? Oh, here's what I was going to say.
Mangini,
I don't know what you
said,
saying.
He's not a fit.
Yeah, and I would say the old Cam Newton is not a fit. The new Cam Newton is. Just like the new Tom Brady is a fit in Tampa. The old Tom Brady wouldn't work there. The new and improved, what should be the new and improved Cam Newton, will fit in perfectly because you're going to have a guy that's thirsty, that's hungry to learn, that wants to get better, that wants to prove people wrong. He may want to be a star, but he was a star, and he screwed it up. Now it's time for him to be a starter. Now it's time for him to be a leader. And I think you would see a completely different Cam Newton, 100% Cam Newton. I would even say, think about Josh McDaniels. Wait a second. I can actually run so many different plays. Like with Stidham, you'll do the whole read zone option. You'll do it, but nobody's really threatened by Stidham. So we'll call it, but no one's going to honor it. You'll be able to run it once. Cam Newton, he doesn't want to get hit anymore, but he's still dangerous with the ball. And the play action pass is going to be on point like you've never seen before. I think the more I think about this, the more I'm buying in not only the fact that I want them to sign him, that he will be part of this team.
You know,
I'm getting closer and closer to it.
Well, you know, everybody talks about, I know where you think the Patriots are with wins. What do you have, Matt? 9-10 wins in that range? I know Ordway's kind of in that similar 9-10 wins. And maybe you look at Bill Belichick and you look at the defense and say they still have some players. And offensively, I don't know how the tight ends, better offensive line, I get it. I just have them at 6 wins because of that quarterback room. To me, if you bring in Cam Newton, all right, I don't think you go 14-2. But I think now you're a 9-7 team. Now, maybe you can get to 10 wins, you know, and win that division. Because I think their quarterback room right now is going to kill them. Okay, there's no depth there whatsoever. It is inexperience. And the one guy with experience, I don't want playing. So when you bring in a guy like Cam Newton, and if he's the starter, listen, if he sucks, because it's going to be low money, everything's going to be guarantees of, you know, what do you call bonuses. And he didn't play last year. So you could sit there and say, well, all these bonuses, we can kind of move to next year's salary cap. It's just a base salary. And if he doesn't work and sit him as a stud in practice, you make the switch then.
Do you think – I was just sitting there thinking about all the different opportunities that the team would have. I think if Cam Newton is their quarterback, they are 11-5, 12-14 all day long. I think they win the East. They they're playing the Kansas City Chiefs for the AFC Championship or the Baltimore Ravens. They're playing one of those two teams. That's how much.
Still not that high.
I still think Cam is an idiot, and that was one of my biggest issues with him. He just despite all the struggles and how people were, he just never changed. He never admitted that he almost like an alcoholic. He never admitted that he had a problem or that he was the problem. It's always somebody else's fault. I should be able to do whatever I want. I should be able to say what I want. Not when you're the CEO of a major corporation like the New England Patriots. You carry yourself differently. I think that they're 12-4, 11-5 with Cam Newton as their quarterback. I mean, it would be, and I also would say this. Don't you think that just the team and the city kind of got just demoralized a little bit with the departure of Brady, then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers signing Gronk? Do you think they kind of got demoralized, like beaten up a little bit?
Yeah,
like
nobody wants to. Us. Nobody wants to hang out with you.
So now you're going to get a former MVP Super Bowl quarterback in Cam Newton. Okay, fine.
I just think
not the same guy.
As much inexperience. And bringing in Cam Newton doesn't sit there and say, what does it say about Jared Stidham? Well, they could still love Jared Stidham. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having this plan of year one sitting behind Tom Brady. Hey, we got stuck in a pandemic. There's no offseason. So he's maybe not able to grow in the offseason after year one going into year two like he normally could. So, you know, we got to kind of pull this guy back a little bit. We still like him. Was Cam Newton, we're not going to sign Cam Newton to a 3 or 4 year deal. He's not the future. You know, so it's still Stidham in their mind. Doesn't mean that they hate the guy. But now all of a sudden Cam Newton's the starter. And if Cam Newton gets hurt like maybe he has in the last few years, I don't know, maybe week 5, week 6, week 7, week 10 might be a better time to introduce Jared Stidham to the NFL as a starting quarterback. And then you might find something at the end of this year. And going in the next year, you feel better about Jared Stidham. I just think with the so much unknown that you have right now, you got a quarterback room with one guy I don't ever want to see to take the field, and the other guy I have no clue. I would much rather see Stidham as a backup, pushing Cam Newton, and maybe even overtaking him by the time the year's up.
And do we even, like, I love how we're just assuming that Cam Newton, and not Cam Newton, but Jared Stidham can handle it.
Well, everyone's He's buying the guy.
But you know why? Because they're selling it and just stuffing it down our throats.
Yeah.
At that point in time, I start asking myself, why are they pushing this guy so hard? Why are we going back to camp of last year to try to evaluate if Jared Stidham is going to be good or not? Oh, well, I saw him in camp, and he was so much more, you know, efficient and so much farther along than Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, we all know Jimmy Garoppolo was a terrible practice player, but he was a gamer.
Yeah.
He was a gamer. Especially in the beginning of his career, because the dude didn't have a playbook.
Okay.
Did
you ever see the flip side? Have you ever played with a guy that was an unbelievable practice player and couldn't play in
Sundays? I played with those guys, yes. I have practice All-Americans, we call them.
Does that scare you that you know, listen, Stidham could practice great and could be great in the games. But what if he's one of those guys? And you've seen a lot of them. I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah, I just don't buy it. And I think there's something to Lombardi mentioning how much better Cam Newton is compared to Jared Stidham. Just how much better he is. He's so much better. He's not a little bit better. It's not a photo finish. He's 10 times better than Jared Stidham. He's out on the market right now, way too much money, and here's what the Patriots are going to do, and here's what Cam's going to happen with Cam. Cam can take some crap job, make a little bit more money, be promised a starting position, but the team will suck. They'll pull him. They'll put somebody else in. Now where is he at? He made an extra $2 million, but now he's embarrassed. Now he's got to swallow his pride. Nobody wants that. A guy like that, that's a terrible decision. That's a guy trying to force the issue. In my book, if you want to reclaim the people's perception of you, then you take less money. You go back to a guru. Let him fix you. Work on your personality. Work on everything, and then leave.
Yeah.
There's a longer list of guys like that than there are guys that's the opposite. Guys that come here, play 1 year, problem childs. You know,
1 year, fine.
Didn't have a great year.
Fine.
Or even two. LeGarrette Blount. Nobody wanted LeGarrette Blount. I remember when LeGarrette Blount, his first day of practice and his first day of pads, I was like, holy cow, this is a big dude. But he's got a terrible reputation that nobody really believes in him. He ended up being one of the better big backs the Patriots have ever had. I mean, he's right up there with Corey Dillon.
Yeah.
He leaves. It goes to Pittsburgh. What happens to him?
Nothing.
Complete crap show. He comes back, and it's like he never had a bad episode down there in Pittsburgh. It was the same old great teammate. So it's less about the player. It's more about the environment. So I'll take a guy like Cam Newton that was in probably a laid-back environment that didn't ask a lot of him personally as far as how he carried himself. What do you think Bill would say if Cam went up there and did some of that stupid stuff that he does during his postseason press conferences, post-game press conference? What do you think there would be 2 seconds before Stacey James went and grabbed him by his coattails and said, Bill wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, yeah,
I just think they need him, you know, because
they do need him.
I don't know if you heard Rob Ninkovich. Did you hear him last week on Get Up, who he thinks.
Former mystery guest.
Yeah, who he thinks will be the starting quarterback week one for the Patriots.
I think Brian Hoyer will be the starter week one. And I say that because the quarterback position is one of the most important for reps under center and seeing defensive looks, looking at coverage, understanding the offense. And they're not practicing right now. There is no mini camp. There's no offseason. There's no training camp. If you have a veteran quarterback who has been in the system, you're going to want to go with a guy that has the veteran leadership. When you're a second-year player, you really don't realize what a season's like as a starter. You don't understand what it's going to take. Brian Hoyer will be the starter week one.
See, I think that'd be an epic fail for Bill Belichick if Brian Hoyer's to start a week one, even with the pandemic, even with it. Like, I don't understand that thought process of why Hoyer would be there. I understand that Bill during camp Christian is going to throw out that, you know, I don't know who my starting quarterback is. You know, by no means is it Jared Stidham. He's going to pump up Brian Hoyer. And that is just to create some kind of competition for Stidham because I think he realizes that there isn't any. So I get that mindset. But week one,
super great.
It should be Jared Stidham. If it's Brian Hoyer, they're the worst quarterback, starting quarterback in the NFL. That's what they have.
I agree with Rob. I said this months ago.
I think that'd be awful.
What they did with Brian, even though, listen, he doesn't even have any guaranteed money. It's like $1 million. They could cut him and not have any and not get hit at all. Just cut him. It's your job to lose. That's what it says. It's your job to lose. You go in there. And you're going to be the starter until further notice. That's what I'm feeling right there, because I just think it's unbelievably careless and reckless to throw Jared Stidham out there as a starter. No way.
Who's a better quarterback?
They don't like any of these. They don't like either one of these guys.
He's talking about like knowing the system. What do you think? Do you think the system is still Tom Brady?
No.
Like Bill's already talked about how, you know, we're going to adjust to our quarterback and we're going to do do different things that these guys do better. I mean, it's not going to be the Tom Brady system. So, I mean, Brian Hoyer was here 2 years ago. Jared Stidham was here last year. So is it, Hoyer knows the offense. Well, what is the offense? You think these guys are going to run the Tom Brady's offense? You think they can do what Tom Brady does? Or you think it's going to be somewhat different? Don't you think they're already changing this offense to fit Jared Stidham? I sure as hell hope they are, because all I kept hearing at the draft, the reasons why they didn't get a draft pick in the second, third, fourth, fifth round was because they don't get these guys because they don't believe any of them are better than Jared Stidham. So Brian Hoyer's better than Jared Stidham. If Brian Hoyer's better than Jared Stidham, they should have been drafting guys in the draft left and right if they think he's more prepared to play in the NFL than Jared Stidham is right now.
Yeah, Ryan, I want you to get the Michael Lombardi sound while I vamp real quick, where he talks about how much better Cam Newton is, because. You have it. Play it for me real quick.
the reason they haven't been able to bring someone in is because, frankly, they probably don't think there's anyone out there who is as good or better than Stidham. And I think this whole nonsense on draft day, oh, Jake Fromm, they got to take Jake Fromm. Seriously, Jake Fromm's not better than Jarrett Stidham. Like, that's just not, why would they do that? Just because some ESPN announcer thinks that he's better? They've watched Jarrett Stidham for 20 weeks. They know what they have. Now, you're talking about an MVP player. This is a whole other level. I think that at least you need to explore it.
Mm. Well, that Here's was more thing. About Stidham and the quarterbacks. Yeah. And that's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
It's
like they,
more about Cam Newton.
But that's all they kept feeding us. So all of a sudden, now you're going to tell me that Brian Hoyer's more prepared to play than Jarrett Stidham? Why didn't you draft a guy?
Well, but what he did also hit on, he's like, why would you go out and get a Jake Fromm when none of these guys are better or you think could be better than Jarrett Stidham? Or even if it's a push, stay with the guy you have. Don't waste a draft pick on a guy that is equal to the guy you already have.
Yeah, but you know,
Cam
Newton's
not equal to them.
No, but I'm just saying, I could look at two guys physically and sit there and say, okay, these guys are pretty equal. So I already got one of them. Why do I need the other one? Well, because there's stuff you don't know about these guys. And you can make that argument about Brady when he came out of Michigan. You know, it's okay physically, like especially even in baseball, physically I can look at a guy and say, wow, this guy is faster. He's got maybe better hands, a little bit better range. He's a better player. And then over the course of 2 or 3 years or a season, I sit there and say, no, he isn't. He's got tools and he spins it, you know, for quarterback and everything. So you know, equally, they might have similar tools, but one guy gets it. You know, this guy here performs under pressure. So I think you grab guys of similar kind of potential, and then I think one guy just outplays the other, and it becomes obvious. And to not take that chance on somebody that maybe you think might be just as good as Stidham, but you don't want to waste a pick, is careless. I mean, I irresponsible. Why not have two of these guys and find out which one can really handle that stuff under center on a Sunday?
Yeah, so, I mean, but you do agree, though, the longer this goes on, the better odds of a guy like Cam Newton signing with the Patriots.
Yes.
This is what they do. This is what they always do. They're just sitting back and just watching it develop, letting him get into shape, and then just waiting for the right opportunity. Cam Newton wants to be a starter. The Patriots can provide him with that opportunity. I think they would love to season Jarrett Stidham a little bit more. I think they would love to sit there and say, okay, well, at least play under Cam Newton. You guys played in this exact same system. Cam Newton, they actually were coached by the same guy. Gus Malzahn coached Cam Newton, and he also coached Jarrett Stidham. Same exact system, okay? So when I'm looking at it, I'm like, this is a perfect opportunity for them to just reintroduce Cam Newton to the world, re-educate him, you know, both physically and mentally, work on his personality, work on the perception that exists with him. This guy would be a stud. You wouldn't see one crazy hat day. You wouldn't see one. He wouldn't do it anymore. So, but you wait when June, July come around and they get closer to camp and Cam Newton still isn't signed, someone's going to bring him in for at least to just interview him and give him a physical.
All right, let's get to the phone calls here. I want to go to Jim in Newburyport because it seems like Jim is not crazy about this idea. Jim, go ahead. You're on with the MFers.
I didn't be excited to see him come. And the Patriots might have a pretty good year with him. But that's not going to, you know what, that's not what Belichick is focused on. He's focused on winning Super Bowls. And having him in on a one-year deal doesn't help you win a Super Bowl 2, 3, or 4 years from now.
Well, we're not I don't know if that's necessarily the goal. I mean, this year,
No, I was just letting him go. Here's my thing, okay? And I remember, and I know this is a baseball thing too, but I remember some GM sat there and said, you know, when you have a great prospect in the minor leagues, it's very important to kind of have depth at the big league level so you can bring the kid up when he's ready and not bring him up too soon. You know, to make sure that he is ready in the minor leagues before he's ready to come to the big leagues, because when he comes up, we want him to stay forever. So sometimes you have a guy like a veteran third baseman there because Devers is close, but he's not ready. We don't want to bring him up yet. So I could make an argument that bringing in Cam Newton for a year may actually help Jarrett Stidham be the guy in 2 years or 3 years or the next guy. You know, I just think after 1 year in the system and given what we happened in the offseason, bringing in Newton for a year might actually help Stidham in the long run.
And Lou, who do you think Stidham is? Who do you think is a better comp for Jared Stidham? Is it Tom Brady or is it Cam Newton? Who do you think he's closer to being like as far as just athletic ability and everything?
Well, hopefully,
else
offensively, Cam. Hopefully, because hopefully he can move a little
bit.
Yeah,
I think it's Cam. I think it's Cam. Just, I mean, I think what they're trying to do is re-educate Jared Stidham, teach him, you know, a thing or two about NFL offenses, you know, based on the fact that they both came from the exact same offense. They just didn't run Jared Stidham as much as they ran Cam Newton for obvious reasons. But to me, I think that's a perfect setup. Hey, Cam, it's your job to lose. It's your job to lose. As long as you play well, as long as you make good decisions, you're going to be our starter. You're going to be our leader. That's the other thing the offense needs. They don't have a leader on that offense. Who? Edelman? Who's the most vocal person on that team?
It's
going to
be
offensive
Edelman.
Side.
Edelman.
On the defensive side, you're filled with leaders.
Yeah, you got plenty of guys. Edelman. Edelman's
so
the guy.
James so the White, linemen,
maybe.
No, too quiet. The linemen, all of them can't be the leaders. It's just there's two. They run in packs. There needs to be somebody else. So Stidham will get the C on his jersey because he's the quarterback. But the people who really decide things are going to be at some other position. Edelman, Tooney, maybe. You got a veteran offensive line, so it could be. There's no Devlin. I mean, who else it would be?
All right, listen. I know we want to get to a lot more of this as well, and John Heyman will join us from the MLB Network at 3 o'clock. But first, we got a little breaking news from our mayor, Marty Walsh.
This is breaking news.
All right, this was Mayor Marty Walsh just a few minutes ago addressing the media and talking about the Boston Marathon.
That brings me to some major news today. The Boston Athletic Association, with our input and support, has determined that the traditional one-day running of the 124th Boston Marathon is not feasible this year for public health reasons.
So the Boston Marathon has been canceled. It was scheduled for September 14th, and the mayor just announced that there will be no Boston Marathon this year, September 14th. And you know, we there's a lot of money coming in the city. We know that. We talked about this briefly the other day. Just the idea of, you know, do you just keep it domestic? You know, this idea that, you know, people flying from other countries to come in here on September 14th. Obviously, I think that probably was a big concern. But here we are, but not even in June yet, and we just canceled the Boston Marathon September 14th.
I got it on the TV right now. Obviously, can't hear anything. Disappointed. Here's the thing, Lou. Disneyland's going to open. Legoland's going to open. SeaWorld is going to open. Florida is going to open.
It already is.
You're telling me that you can't figure this out? I mean, I feel like they... Sure, okay, keep it domestic. Keep it domestic and just, you know, cap the numbers. You know how tough it is to be able to run in the Boston Marathon in the first place? It's like, it's tough just to get a place in the marathon. Lots of bells and whistles, lots of hoops you got to jump through. Limit it to, I don't know, 50 pros, you know, and, you know, 3,000, you know, whatever, you know, groups of people. Think about all the institutions, all the charities that are attached to the Boston Marathon. You can pull this off. This is what drives me crazy, that you postponed it till September. And you still feel like you don't have the means necessary to pull it off? Or is it just going to cost too much money? Or are you not going to make any money?
Well, I almost feel like it's just it's easier to just say it's off. Like you said, rather than trying to figure out a way to kind of make this thing happen. You know, we're Massachusetts. I think that there has been, just my opinion, overreaction, you know, as far as stores and everything, the economy not opening yet. There's been overreaction with a lot of things. You know, I was just on a golf course this past weekend. Couldn't believe it took that long for me to do what I was doing. Walking up and down a fairway with nobody near me, playing golf outside. So we slow to everything. And on, what is it? What is today? May 28th?
28th, Lou.
They canceled on September 14th?
This is a mistake.
I'm with you.
This is a mistake. Again, I just feel like you could do it. Nobody's on the roads anyways. Nobody's driving. So the amount of police detail that you're going to need is, I would say, cut in half. You're not going to allow spectators. You put it on TV. If you're going to have football and basketball and baseball with no fans, you have the Boston Marathon with no spectators.
Well, there'd be no spectators.
No. I know, but I'm sure that they would. That's part of it, right? It's public health. So no spectators. It's not going to be the high numbers of runners that we had in the past. We're going to cap it. The pros are going to go first. They've all been tested. Hey, we 500 tests we gave out. We're fine. With all the colleges, you can do it. Okay? If you test positive, we're going to pull you. You guys go first. Then we're going to let all the charities and all those people who raise money and train for the marathon to give back to, whether it is cancer, whether it's strokes, or who knows what it is. And they don't let anybody in from out of the country.
No, I think it's an overreaction. I think it's way too soon. I think September 14th, that weekend, we're going to be sitting here saying, I can't believe that this marathon is canceled. Over $200 million was brought into the local economy last year. I mean, just absolutely crippling.
Yeah, but it's less about that. You're not going to get that money anyways.
You're going to get some of it.
Well, if they run the marathon, I think it's less about, bringing in money in the economy, because you're not going to have spectators. So then the restaurants are already at, 25-50% capacity anyways. So you're never going to come close. It's more of the idea of, I think we can still do this. Keep everybody safe. Keep everybody happy. And then air this thing on TV.
May 29th. May 28th. They just canceled the Boston Marathon on September 14th. All right, listen, we'll get more into that. Get your reaction. Mayor Walsh just canceled the Boston Marathon that was scheduled for September 14th. Continue the Cam Newton discussion. Again, John Heyman, MLB Network, will join us at 3 about the latest MLB counterproposal. We'll do that and all of that and more right here on OMF.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
Everybody applaud me on Twitter. Yeah.
It's OMF on WEEI.
The Boston Athletic Association, with our input and support, has determined that the traditional one-day running of the 124th Boston Marathon is not feasible this year for public health reasons. There's no way to hold this usual race format without bringing large numbers of people into close proximity. While our goal and our hope was to make progress in containing the virus and recovering our economy, this kind of event would not be responsible or realistic on September 14th or any time this year. So instead, we'll be joining and supporting the BAA in an alternative approach to the marathon that allows runners to participate remotely and allows all of us to celebrate this meaningful race in a way that we can.
Who's going to celebrate it, Marty? That was Marty Walsh, the mayor, officially announcing that the Boston Marathon that was scheduled for September 14th has been canceled. Today is May 28th. Still trying to figure out why it needed to be done today. By the way, 2 o'clock hour here is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, now open in Dedham Lake, next to Legacy Place. A lot of people have some reaction to this thing. I don't know. I remember back in, early in this thing, in March, and people were canceling things in July. And I was like, hey, let's just sort of see where we are in a month. Let's sort of see where we are in a month and a half, 2 months before, maybe July 4th, we start reevaluating, September 14th and what it's going to be like, what our world is going to be like before we cripple the city even more. Before we cripple this economy even more. I don't understand why we're doing this on May 28th.
It's funny. I thank God that the Patriots don't play in the city of Boston. Thank God their stadium isn't in Boston, on the water, in the middle of the city, because there would never be anything going on with them. They'd be affected by every decision Walsh makes. I'm sick of just, and I'm sure they tried, but they're talking about it wouldn't be responsible. It wouldn't be right. I totally disagree. There's a way you can do this and still be safe. Now, God forbid somebody gets COVID-19 and they die. But I think that's the way they think. He probably sat at that table, listened to everybody's opinion, say, well, you know what? But what if somebody dies? Then it's on me. I let them Boston Marathon. I let it happen. And somebody died. They caught it at the marathon. Well, there's no fans there. There's no spectators there. No one can be there. You're going to put a bunch of people in who have, listen, make them pay for their own test. Stagger them 6 feet apart. If you're going to pass 6 feet apart, except if you're a pro. I thought this would be an easy thing to pull off. You're running outside in the middle of the street. For what? If you're a pro, under 2 hours?
Well, again, I mean, there's huge crowds in the Boston Marathon, right? Not just the leaders, but those other people. So distancing them, I get, you know, would be difficult. Again, we talked about maybe just keeping it domestic.
But you're cutting the number of runners in half, Lou.
Right, so I'm saying. So
it's not,
you know,
nearly going to be as crowded.
Nobody from, you know, unfortunately, you know, no international runners. You know, we're doing all these things now, testing. All these leagues are starting up talking about doing testings. You know, at the day of the park, the day you show up at the park. And the issue is like with baseball and football or whatever it is, it's football, it's once a week, but baseball, it's every day. You're going to test these guys every single day? Well, that's the one way you may have to do it. Okay, well, you know, that might be tough. This is for one race. One race. You know, if you're 80 years old and you want to run in your 30th marathon, you know what? You can't this year. You know, or whatever, underlying conditions, you can't this year. We're going to do tests before we take off. But importantly, I don't know where we're going to be in July. I don't know where we're going to be in August. It's May 28th.
No, they've already decided that, Lou. Here's the thing. They've already decided where they're going to be in September and July based on their decision to cancel it now in May. So they don't want to wait till July, even though they'd have plenty of time to cancel it in August. September, you can cancel it. That's what drives me nuts. You're trying to figure out what they're thinking. I already know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
They think by the time you get to August, there's not going to be any school. You're not going back to school. Hey, BC football, you're not playing.
Mm.
Fenway Park, we're not opening Fenway Park. Are you kidding me?
Well,
better go to Pawtucket to play.
Hey, I want to take a call real quick here. Let's go to Chris in Boston on OMF. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi. Hey, thanks a lot. I am very upset that they pulled the trigger this quick. I'm very nostalgic when it comes to the Boston Marathon because I grew up in Framingham. I lived on Bishop Street.
Oh, boy.
I walked up that road, and I watched that marathon, Bill Rogers, when I was a little 8 years old, 7 years old, whatever, 8, 7, 10, 12, and I loved it. But I understand those days are gone. It was just – but – they're canceling it too soon. Do the social distance. Do, like, the one thing I kind of disagree with, if you quickly, is, like, no, we need to open borders. We're going to open borders for the NBA players and the NHL players. And, you know, if everyone's tested, you know, who are, you know, elite runners and stuff
one
like
event.
That, like
yeah.
Bill Rogers.
One event.
So let's, yeah, come on.
I'm with you.
Yeah, thank you. Here's the thing. I would even say keep it a Massachusetts-only event. Keep it a New England event. Don't let people from California. Don't let people from New York.
There's ways.
You know, we'll exclude them. New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, Rhode Island. Maybe not Rhode Island because they opened up too soon, so we don't trust them, right? So we're just going to keep it Massachusetts. You know what? Screw them all. It's just going to be if you have a Massachusetts driver's license, you can run in the marathon.
No, the bottom line is there's ways to do it. There are ways to do it, and I just don't think they wanted to go through the process. Here we are, May 28th, and they're canceling the marathon, for Christ's sakes. May 28th. You just see that stat that they posted? Was it 99.97% chance of death if you're under 50? Being healthy, rather, of not affecting you at all. 99.97% chance if you're under 50. You're good. You're good. And here we are, May 28th.
You know, I'm looking at old pictures. Last year's pictures, really, of the Boston Marathon, and we were there last year. We were actually at the finish line. We actually ended up.
Yeah.
Teddy Bruschi was on. Actually, he'd be a good guy to call up. We have to call him up and see how he feels about this because he has his race that he does. But
sure,
if you look at this, it's really they're packed. It wouldn't be close to being that packed.
All right, listen, we'll continue to talk about this. Get your reaction, Mayor Walsh. Has canceled the Boston Marathon that was scheduled to be on September 14th. That is canceled. But coming up next, John Heyman, MLB Network's going to join us. He's going to discuss the latest counterproposal from the MLBPA, basically saying, sorry, we're not taking your deal. We don't want any payroll deductions whatsoever. It's prorated for half a season, but I'll tell you what, we'll try to play about 100 games. Does that make you feel any better? To me, it was just another unrealistic kind of counter offer from the players. They received one from owners. They threw it back to them. I don't know where this thing is right now, and that's the reason why we're having John Heyman, MLB Network. He will join OMF next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.